In 1993, Michael Jackson's world was shattered when he faced allegations of child sexual abuse.
It's like a horrible, distorted, sinister moment. It's like a dream turned to a nightmare.
The pop star Michael Jackson has again denied allegations that he sexually molested a 13-year-old boy.
Everyone is presumed to be innocent and totally innocent until they are charged with a crime and then convicted by a jury of their peers.
A civil suit ended in an out-of-court settlement in 1994. A year later, a criminal investigation resulted in no charges being brought against Jackson.
I'm very resilient and nothing can hurt me. I feel as if I have a suit of armor on.
But the case caused untold damage to his career. In 1995, he returned with a new album, His Story. Hounded by the tabloid press, he expressed his anger at the way the media had portrayed him through his music.
In this album, he was angry, he was frustrated, he'd had a rotten couple of years, he felt really persecuted, and that came out in the music. I like him angry. You know, you can't have him cute all his life.
And we see, to an extent, a different Michael Jackson. We don't see the Peter Pan figure, we see an angry, troubled man.
You have to pay a price for fame, for being a celebrity.
The tabloid obsession with Michael Jackson, I think, is very cruel, because the underlying nature of the whole progressive hunt against Michael Jackson is that he should just stay in his corner, shut up and be a good person, rather than a problematic person, rather than a difficult person.
If you're famous, the tabloid assassination will come sooner or later. They build you up, they place you on the podium, but then they try to shatter you.
Combination of propaganda and paparazzi sets the agenda for what we feel about this man.
He's just so complex. And that's why Wacko Jacko can never do him justice, because it's such a simple, stupid term, if you like. Whereas the man himself is highly complex.
What is Michael Jackson really like? He's probably the world's biggest practical joker. He's always pulling pranks. He's a lot of fun. I mean, that's the honest truth, a lot of fun.
Michael's personality is certainly not what I would call mainstream, thank God. You can't be that prolific and just be a regular old guy.